This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So another night of violence. I don't know how many nights were going on now. And a lot of our friends are in the police force and, you know, a lot of our friends are out there protesting. And there's a lot of us that are in line with the original protest of George Floyd shouldn't have had to die. You have a lot of people that are just, you see National Guard taking a knee. See, even cops take a knee. Problem is when you look at the protests, they then change. Somebody's screaming, you know, anti-racial stuff, anti-everything, anti-president, and so as these riots grow, the focus changes. And you have some people that go, look, I'm kind of here because I don't like what happened to George Floyd. I think it was wrong, and I am here to support. I'm not here to say blank the police. And so there's the protests, and the protesters aren't all in line. Just like the majority of the protesters that go there during the day, that are organized, right, that have their loudspeakers, that, you know, have an organized protest, they have nothing to do with the riot. They don't have any plans on looting stores and taking Nike shoes or robbing a Target. So it's a mess, okay? You don't have just a simple protest. Protests are fine. Like I said, nobody has an issue with protests. The cops don't have an issue with protests. The military doesn't have an issue with protests. Protests are a God-given right. It's a constitutional right. All right, what's happening here, where you're getting cops shot in the head, where you're getting pharmacies looted, so medicines and, you know, stuff for that neighborhood gone, when you're getting small business owners beaten the crap out of, that. Why is a business owner getting beaten up? That I thought the whole point was a protest against what happened to George Floyd. But now I guess it's anti-business owners. And let's break their walls, break their, you know, windows and loot. So and it's a shame because, you know, the original protest is a very, very understandable, good core protest, okay? You know, people in custody should not die. I think the majority of the country, you know, agree with the protesters. Where you've now lost the rest of us is when you start changing the discourse, when you start changing the conversation, and then when you start shooting at cops. Okay, I thought this was supposed to be peaceful. I thought we were against killing. I mean, now, really, this is about let's do mayhem on police. And you know, I'm not sure exactly how many days or nights now they've been working straight, but I don't think they've had a break now in days. I think they're tired. I think they want to get home to their families. And if people aren't going to appreciate the cops, then here's my question to you guys. Should we just let them go home? Let all cops say, you know what? Screw it, right? Like Cartman, screw you guys, I'm going home. Let the cops go home. Say, you know what, guy, it's on you. Fine. You don't want us, you don't like us, you don't, you know, appreciate what we do every day, we're out. And let the military take over. This is what I want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let me reiterate, the protests aren't the problem. Protests are fine. the protests start out nice. They got the signs. People are, you know, they're together. That's, you know, again, it's something that was symbolized by Martin Luther King, and they are very, very effective. And then the various stages, which we've talked about, you go from stage two, stage three, where you go from individuals, people deciding to, you know, put, you know, a cab or whatever, or F this or F that. And then you have more people coming in, and we're going to talk about this also. There's bricks, like, being planted throughout the... We'll talk about that, because some people think there's a conspiracy theory there. Some people, you know, think that there's more to that. But, I want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCADALI. Should cops just take off? Just take a break. They deserve a break. I mean, not the one who killed George Floyd. But, you know, these, again, innocent until proven guilty. But still, I think the cops that do, you know, what they do for L.A. and Las Vegas and Portland and Reno and whatever. I mean, I know I'm very, very grateful, with the exception of when I get a traffic ticket. I am very grateful for a lot of the work they do. Now, mind you, there's problems. Okay, there's good cops and bad cops. Just like there's good doctors and bad doctors. There's good teachers, there's bad teachers. Lord knows, I've seen plenty of that. So maybe... Right? People don't like the police, and now they're getting shot at. Let them go home. Let the military come in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCADALI. Now, people say no, but then the military are going to shoot. The military are going to shoot. Apparently, there was in one city, the cop got in trouble because he pointed a gun at one of the protesters. I think that headline's wrong. It's not, the protesters are the ones that are the calm, the logical, the peaceful people. There's a difference between a rioter and a protester. A rioter is somebody that's starting to accost you, that's starting to engage you, that's throwing stuff at you, that's grabbing a brick, okay? That's trying to do bodily harm. That's a rioter. A protester is somebody holding their sign, you know, and saying, you know, no justice, no peace. Big difference. So I don't know what to do to keep our cops safe, or to keep our businesses safe, or to keep other people safe. People are getting hurt, and I see what people are doing. They're pulling us out of cars and beating us up. You have people on the freeway in San Jose. All they're doing is driving on the freeway, and they're getting pulled out of their car. So if people don't appreciate the police, police are getting shot, right? And these aren't in, well, maybe give them a break and let the military come in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCADALI.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
ImmunoCorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free seven-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunityforlife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Ryan thinks that the media needs to stop covering the protests. That's interesting. Let me just talk about that. Yeah, you're right. And again, I hate to say the word protest because there's protests and riots. I am pro-protest. I'm anti-riot. Okay, there's a difference. I don't think people are doing wrong protesting what happened to George Floyd. I think the rioters are doing wrong. And I think these protests, you know, getting out of hand is wrong. And I think cops getting shot and protesters getting hurt and business owners getting, you know, having their businesses destroyed. That is, I think wrong. So, you know, does the media play a part? You know, it's really interesting because people say that when a mass shooter, a soon-to-be mass shooter, sees other mass shooters glorified on TV, they want that to be them. And so they will decide to mass shoot also so they get the fame. It's an interesting theory. A lot of people subscribe to that. Others say, no, if somebody's going to be a shooter, it's not about the fame. They're going to shoot. But there is a working discussion here on, you know, how much does the media play? You know, do people, once they see cameras, do they get, you know, energized? Does that provide an impetus for them to start to go from peaceful to riot? My initial answer to that is no, because again, if somebody is going there planning on, you know, causing harm, saying, I am going to mess some poop up tonight, I just seeing the camera, you know, maybe that might be the moment in time they might do it because they could be on camera, but I don't think just because there's a camera there. Just like, you know, the concept of birth control and teenagers having sex. If you give a teenager birth control for her periods, you know, will that force her to have sex? No. If a girl wants to have sex, she's going to have sex. All right? You know, maybe it could provide an added barrier, but it's not the inciting event. In fact, there was a video, I don't know if it was in Atlanta, where one of the reporters was getting sacked by a whole bunch of protesters, or rioters, I should say. So trust me, people in the media, you know, don't always want to be right there. Right? You know, it's not safe at all. And unfortunately, the media has to cover it. You know, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people in the media are like, well, you know, if we just don't cover it, then, you know, maybe, you know, it'll go. That doesn't work because it's like if you stick your head in the sand, things won't happen around you. No. Okay. These protests are going to happen. A lot of people don't even watch the news anymore. So I think at this point, we who aren't a part of the riots want to know what's going on. Okay. You know, we need to know if our business is going to get looted or, you know, we need to know who's getting hurt. We want to see if our kids or their friends are there and go, wait a second, what are you doing over there? Put that brick down. So I think, you know, the media being involved at this time, they have to. Whether they, you know, choose to glorify, you know, a rioter or not, that's something that then can be debated. But in terms of the coverage of it, I'm sorry, we do need to have the coverage of it. And people want to know. This is like some major civil unrest. These are some of the worst riots we've seen in America. This is something that has to be covered. Now, curfews. So New York tried to instill a curfew. I think New York City tried to instill a curfew of 11 p.m. last night. It didn't do jack diddly squat. Apparently stores were still looted. There was still mayhem. You know, I have kids. I have two sons, and we've never done a curfew because they don't listen. And well, it's not that they don't listen, because I mean, I could get all mama on their beds. I could be like, oh hell no. I mean, but every time I've tried to say we'll be home by this time, they knew it was random. And if they wanted to do what they wanted to do, you know, and then sometimes they'd come home before the curfew, sometimes they'd come home after. So for every time they come home before the curfew, I think, all right, I'll add an extra hour, I'll add an extra hour. The problem with curfews is if there's a curfew so people don't loot after a certain time, they're already breaking the law. So, whether they decide to wait till 11 p.m. or not, so I don't think curfews work. The city shutdowns might have to work. And keep in mind, we're supposed to be reopening. Okay, we had this whole coronavirus thing. We're supposed to be reopening right about now. And casinos are, I think, supposed to open in 40 hours. I think in 40 hours, our casinos open. I don't see how. I don't see how. So I don't, curfews are a nice thing to do. They're not violent. You know, it allows the law enforcement to hopefully have clean streets and quiet streets. But from what it looks like, people are too angry. You know, there's too much planning going into this. The riots are still breaking out. So then that brings this next story of what are all these mysterious bricks and pallets of bricks doing around the city or around the country. Now, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. So for any of you that have ever been off the strip area in Las Vegas, Nevada, our state mascot is the orange cone. Okay, all we are always doing is construction. So there's an orange cone here, there's an orange cone there. Orange cone, pallets of something, there's construction trucks. Little boys love Las Vegas because it's just, you know, Bob the Builder stuff all over the place. I mean, you got all these big trucks and forklifts, and so there's stuff all over the place. So if I saw a big pallet of bricks, I wouldn't think anything of it because you have to dump the stuff somewhere and then you use it, right? You know, or pavers or whatever. Yet apparently, you know, it's seeming odd in a multiple of these other cities. And there's these videos of people going, okay, what the hell is this? And they see these pallets or they see these bricks and they're in certain areas and they're like, well, why? Now, one of my buddies from L.A., who lives near, I think he lives near Granada Hills, sent me a video sent me a video of these bricks near a bus stop. Then somebody else from the area said, no, those are there to protect the bus stop. Okay, I don't know. I mean, when I lived in California and I took the bus, I don't really remember there being a lot of necessary, you know, stones to be there, so I don't know. All I do know is Van Nuys got hit pretty hard last night, and what I do know is many people are being able to break these windows by throwing bricks. But this is the one video that really hit me. There was a black woman, and good for her, man. She's a hero. Okay, this is what the media needs to cover. There's a video, and I have this in an article that I wrote on the bricks, where she goes up to a car, and I think there were four white people in the car. It was hard to tell. And you see her handing the brick back and schooling them on what the hell are you doing giving a brick to a group of black kids. Okay, they're going to get in trouble. They're going to get killed if they're seen holding the brick. And she basically, you couldn't really see who was in the car. There was somebody with glasses, or, you know, and so people think it's Antifa or whatever. But it was a sedan with four white people, it looked like, and this African-American lady is giving back the brick that apparently they had passed out. They had been passing out to young black men. Whoa. Okay. What is the cause? This is what I'm saying. Where this has gone is now far beyond, okay, you know what, we are rioting against what happened with George Floyd, and we will talk about his independent autopsy report. Thus far, the independent exam said that he was killed, you know, as a result of the restraint, and we'll talk about that in a second. So you're having people pass out the bricks, you're having people strategically put the bricks out there, what the hell? You know, so if people want chaos, then I bring the rain. I mean, this is ridiculous. And this is the other thing too. You know, who is paying, you know, for the businesses that are destroyed? I mean, this is supposed to be about Black Lives Matter now. Okay. And many of these business owners are black. Many of their employees are black. And now they don't have a job. They don't have a store to go to. So, you know, who do we help? I mean, I hear the celebrities are going to help bail out the rioters. Well, they say they're bailing out the protesters, but it's not the average peaceful protester that's getting arrested. It's the person that's throwing bricks. So who's going to be helping all these African-American business owners and employees and all that can't get back to work? I don't get it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
United States Park Police officials are defending themselves from charges that they fired tear gas at protesters outside of the White House and deny that they dispersed the demonstration just so that President Trump could walk from the White House across to the historic St. John's Church. Speaking on a local radio station in Washington, D.C., the park police are saying that the protests were far from peaceful and demonstrators were hurling bottles and rocks at members of law enforcement, to which Republican Senator from Texas, Ted Cruz, says these folks need to be held accountable.
What you don't have a right to do is engage in violent rioting. What you don't have a right to do is loot. What you don't have a right to do is light police cars on fire and attack your fellow citizens.
Cruz speaking there on Fox News, and protests are taking place in New York City. So far, things are remaining peaceful. You're listening to USA Radio News. People coming into Texas to engage in looting and violence during the protests about the death of Minneapolis resident George Floyd will be prosecuted under federal law, and state authorities will help federal agents to hold them accountable for their actions. That's at least according to Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton.
You know what? I'm actually very appreciative that the governor spoke out, because we want to send the message, if you're coming to our state to do what's happening in these other states, You're going to be prosecuted under federal law, and we're going to help these federal agents make sure that you're held accountable for these types of actions.
The Texas Attorney General speaking there on Fox News. President Trump and his senior advisors are expected to meet as early as later this week to begin reviewing options for the next coronavirus relief package. House Democrats have put forth their plan in a $3 trillion package, which includes state and local aid. Republicans are saying it's just a liberal wish list. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Adali Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-ADALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, as the coronavirus rules change day to day, whether you wear a mask, whether you don't wear a mask, whether it's 6 feet or 13 feet or 4 feet or whatever, we're going to have the same back and forth as it relates to George Floyd. Now, George Floyd, of course, is the man from Minnesota who had died after police officer Derek Chauvin allegedly had his knee on his neck for about 8.5 minutes. And originally, it was not ruled a homicide. And the officers, the four officers that had detained him originally were fired. Then Derek Chauvin was arrested a day or two after the riots started for murder and manslaughter. Now, originally, the cause of death was underlying medical conditions and chemical toxins in George Floyd's body. And we'll talk about those. But an independent autopsy showed no, it was homicide. So we have actually two autopsies that were released yesterday, one by the county medical examiner and the other by independent pathologists that were commissioned by Floyd's family. But the two autopsy reports do differ on how the man died. Dr. Alicia Wilson, one of the pathologists who conducted the independent autopsy, said Monday afternoon that Floyd died as a result of mechanical asphyxiation. Now, mechanical asphyxiation means mechanical, somebody putting pressure, asphyxiation, stopping breathing or stopping airflow. But the report released later Monday by the Hennepin County Medical Examiner's Office said Floyd died of cardiopulmonary arrest, complicating law enforcement subdual restraint and neck compression. The manner of death was not ruled a homicide, but the office noted that it is not a legal... Oh, the manner of death was ruled a homicide, right? But the office noted that it was not a legal determination of culpability or intent. So that report is basically saying the neck compression or the actions caused him to have cardiopulmonary arrest. Now, some of you will say, what's the difference? Okay, he died, so... But because... There's a big difference between murder and manslaughter. If you do something that accelerates somebody's death, that's a much different crime than causing a death to happen in somebody that was completely healthy. And I know that kind of doesn't make a lot of sense to those of us not in law, because you're like, well, anybody could get hit by a bus. You know, I mean, anybody could have a heart attack. But, you know, like, for example, there was a case in Vegas where somebody pushed somebody, you know, in a scuffle, and that somebody then fell. That somebody fell, hit their head, and then had a bleed in their brain. That person happened to be on blood thinners. So if you push somebody in a scuffle with no intent to kill, is that the same as you, you know, going up to somebody and stabbing them or shooting them in the head? You know, so that's why there's different degrees, because there's intent, and then there's, you know, was there something wrong with the victim that put him at risk of dying, whereas, because, again, that's a part of intent. So let's say a police officer decides to restrain you and put your head up against the wall, okay? And that's something they do on everybody. And nobody usually dies. They put you up against a wall, and all of a sudden you faint and you whatever, because maybe they put you up so quickly and you had orthostatic hypotension or whatever. They you know, yes, that officer has some culpability, but if you had a medical condition that, you know, it changes the aspect of the intent. So, again, that's more for a law show to break down. But that's why there's such a difference. So a preliminary autopsy report cited earlier by prosecutors said the county medical examiner's review revealed no physical findings that support the diagnosis of traumatic asphyxia or strangulation. Now, those who saw the video see, and it hurts to watch, but you see a knee on a neck. Now, that might not look like two hands strangulating. That might, you know, but that is a body part compressing the neck. Well, we have another autopsy report. That's another independent autopsy report conducted by Wilson and Dr. Michael Baden. Now, Baden is the former chief medical examiner of New York City. He was hired in 2014 to conduct the autopsy of Eric Garner. Now, Eric Garner was a black man who had died when an NYPD officer, according to CBS News, used a banned chokehold during his arrest. Both Garner and Floyd pleaded with others that they couldn't breathe before their deaths seen on disturbing videos. And "I can't breathe" has now become a rallying cry among those protesting police brutality. And Baden had looked at George Floyd's case and said he died as a result of compression of his neck and back from the officer. That interfered with blood flow and his breathing. So Ben Crump, a lawyer representing Floyd's family, said George died because he needed a breath. He needed a breath of air. Now, some people have watched a video and said, but he's speaking. So if he's speaking, he's breathing. A lot of us can still speak without having full air. And again, if his air is compressed 50% or 70% and he has an underlying medical condition, the mixture can be bad. The Hennepin County Medical Officer, Examiner's Office said that Floyd experienced cardiopulmonary arrest while being restrained by the officer. The county autopsy said Floyd had other significant conditions, including arteriosclerotic and hypertensive heart disease, fentanyl intoxication, and recent methamphetamine use. The office had not previously released the findings pending toxicology reports. So Baden said the further testing wouldn't reveal evidence of compression pressure on Floyd's neck and back, since the pressure would have been released when it was no longer applied. He said large areas of scrapes and abrasions on the face indicate that the force was used to press him to the ground. So one thing they could do is a scan and see if there were any blood vessel ruptures from pressure on the carotid and the jugular. Carotid is the artery, jugular is the vein. George Floyd was also having a nosebleed. In the video, you hear people say his nose is bleeding, his nose is bleeding. And people have asked, what could that be? Well, if you have an internal carotid artery tear, that could cause a nosebleed or a certain other bleed in the brain or backflow from the venous system. I couldn't see the nosebleed, but you could hear bystanders talk about the nosebleed, so that could have also happened. Like I said, this is a mess. I mean, it's tragic that he had to die. It's horrible to watch, and it's probably one of the biggest clusters I've seen, you know. And you know, personally, in that occurred by law enforcement. It doesn't mean all law enforcement do this. I mean, we got really good people out there protecting us. But unfortunately, this is why we are seeing the mayhem that we have right now. So Baden also said that he could find no underlying conditions that contributed to Floyd's death. He said he was in good health. Hennepin County prosecutor said Derek Chauvin, the officer, had his knee on Mr. Floyd's neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. 2 minutes and 53 seconds of this, he was non-responsive. Now, again, that's something else I can't explain. People were telling the cop, he's out, check his pulse. And nobody listened. And again, he wasn't looking at his face. See, and this is the other thing, too, which I always tell medical students and stuff. You know, when somebody starts to go under or lose consciousness, it's very quiet. When somebody sees, it's quiet. You know, we expect there to be all this music going around, like, with somebody drowning. It's very, very quiet. And so you always have to, in the medical realm, we're always watching. We're always on. Because, the quiet is where things are bad. That's why we have all these beep, beep, beep in the hospital, because we just need the noise. Once we are trained that once there's quiet, something's wrong. When Mr. Floyd got quiet, that's when something went wrong. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, many of us, when we were on lockdown or shutdown, we watched a lot of Netflix. And And one show on Netflix that everybody seemed to be talking about, not necessarily raving about, I don't know what reviews it got, but people were talking about Tiger King show. I don't know if it's called the Tiger King show or Tiger Kings or whatever. And so for those of you that haven't seen it, don't worry, I won't spoil it, and I don't really see how I can. I was really underwhelmed. It was actually very difficult to watch. Not my favorite show, but, you know, again, you know, you're home and you're working from home and, you know, you can't go to the movie theater and you can't go out to eat, so you watch it. Well, basically, apparently, and I'm really going to kind of summarize without trying to ruin it for everybody, but that there are various, how should I call it? Zoos. I don't even really want to call it a zoo. Because most zoos, I think, are more regulated than this. But I guess there were some owners of land, and they had exotic cats. And they would sell tickets and zoo-like experiences with these exotic cats, allowing people to hug one, hold one, kiss one, do selfies, things like that. And so Joe Exotic, who is Joseph Allen Maldonado Passage is his name, he was in Oklahoma. And he gets into a tiff with a competitor, Carol Baskin. You guys have heard about Carol Baskin now for weeks. Okay, she's not dead. See, I did until I saw the show. I was like, okay, did somebody kill Carol Baskin? No, nobody killed her. She's alive and well. Thank God. Don't want to see anybody die. Tiger King, I believe, is alive still. So, okay. Tiger King is Joe Maldonado. So, apparently, he and Carol Baskin, and Carol's in Florida, have this ongoing competition to the point where he starts threatening her life. And he threatens her life to the point that he gets in trouble. They also do things to each other to the point where there is a legal battle. And this legal battle, Carol keeps trying to win. In the midst of all this, and again, I'm not really ruining it for everybody because this is a true story, I guess. Her husband goes missing years ago. So all over the internet, you're hearing she did it, she didn't do it. What are they talking about? They're talking about her first husband. Well, I don't know if it's her first husband, but one of her husbands goes missing. They can't find her. They don't know. People think she fed them to the tigers. I don't know. That could be just a stupid, vicious rumor. Who knows? But anyway, what's making huge headlines is this longstanding feud that has left Joe Exotic in prison. She now gets to own his GW Zoo, the Greater Wynwood Development Zoo or whatever. She gets control of 16 acres of land in Gavin County, Oklahoma, which is home to an animal park with a big array of cats. Joe Exotic and his group must vacate the zoo land premises within 120 days of the service of the order. Vacation of premises shall also require removal of all zoo animals from the zoo land. Now, when you watch the show, you're looking at these tigers, and oh my gosh, the baby tigers are so cute. And even the grown-up tigers, they just really are beautiful animals. I have cats and dogs, so I love animals, and big animals, I think, can be really, really lovable. Although, you saw what happened to, you know, Roy Horn. Even an animal that you trained and were with can every now and then have a bad day. And unfortunately, their bad day could be the end of your days. But this whole Baskin Joe Exotic fiasco, who knows if it was originally just for publicity or whatever, murder for hire plots and husbands missing and hitmen and all that and baby lemurs being sold. But anyway, Carol Baskin in 2011 won a trademark infringement lawsuit against Joe Exotic. He was ordered to pay her $1 million. In a second suit, she claimed he subsequently transferred the Oklahoma property to his mother in a bid to evade creditors. On Monday, the federal judge asked the property be returned over to Baskin. So, I don't think you guys have to watch the show, honestly. I think this now puts an end to it. This, by the way, this Joe Exotic ran for governor, I think, of Oklahoma. And then I think he wanted to run for president. Yeah, he wanted to run for president, and then he ran for governor. So, and that didn't shock me because honestly, a lot of politicians, you know, I think he was pretty qualified. He knew animals. He knew how to drive people crazy. He knew how to start a campaign. But unfortunately, when you watch the show, you just see, you see, and this is the point I'm getting to in a second here. There's always a stage. People have a stage. I have a stage. We all have a stage. And then we have a curtain. And behind that curtain could be anything. Okay? With Joe Exotic, it might have been drugs. You know, it might have been mental illness. It might have been who knows. With Carol Baskin, it might have been, the murder of her ex or her previous husband or nothing. Who knows? Behind my curtain is old, like, you know, food wrappers, and I don't want to say I hoard, but I save things all the time. So, like, I have, you know, everything for my kids from school. I have, you know, jewelry, like costume jewelry. Even if I lose an earring, I save the other earring. You know, so I behind my curtain is, I always feel like I'm going to need something and I don't want to throw it out. I mean, I'll throw out old food, but I get that training from, you know, I had grandparents from the Depression. You know, you eat your plate clean. You never know when stuff is going to be taken away from you, like from the Nazis, you know, so whatever you have, you cherish, you know, and if you really have something that you don't want, then you give it to somebody else, but you never throw anything out. That never throw anything out is just something that, you know, ingrained. And I'm not a hoarder, but, you know, I mean, we have a house. You can come to the house. You can see the house, whatever, but behind my curtain is, you know, a mess. It's like I have stuff right here in my studio that I really probably don't need to have. I'm looking right now at a wire. I don't know what this wire goes to, but it's called RJPC. It's an adapter. I've had this adapter now in my studio for years. I don't know what it's for, but I don't want to throw it out because, again, it's an adapter and I feel like one day I'll need it. But I bring this up, meaning we all have curtains. And, you know, what... you know, you'll look at people and you'll look at their lives and you'll be like, oh my gosh, their lives are amazing. They have it so good, you know, and almost everybody I know, I would not want to change positions with ever. You know, they have more money than me. They look better than me. They have, you know, maybe better jobs. They have maybe more fame. There is nobody in this world I would want to trade places with. No, not even the president. I wouldn't want to be in Trump's shoes right now. You know, if, you know, people wanted to, you know, let, you know, set the White House on fire and having a country that's about to fall into a Great Depression and all that, you know, and, you know, people always say the grass always looks greener on the other side of the fence. Although there's a meme that's going around. I need to look it up. It has to do with something on, you know, how there's like, you know, dog poop on their grass, you know, so stay on your side where it's clean. I think that's really true. You know, you look at people going, gosh, their lives have it good. Their lives have it good. You know, if you're able to peek behind their curtain or just assume they have one, it's not. All you're seeing is the stage. 1-877 Doc Belly.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart.
Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunityforlife.com.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.